At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Good morning, Birdland. Welcome back to Birdland Today. Here's episode 2. I'm your host, Josh Soroka, and I am thrilled that you guys are tuning in. We've got a great show today as we take a look at our pitching staff, and could we still, at this point, add an ace? We're going to get into that. But first, the Birdland Caravan is back. I know you're excited. It's not FanFest. The Orioles got rid of FanFest, which I loved, after years and years and years. And they've changed it to this multi-day, multi-location Birdland Caravan. And it's always got cool photos coming from it. So anyway, the 3D, that'd be cool. But the 3-day event starts on January 30th, and it runs through February 1st. It's got stops all around Maryland, and it's your chance to meet the players, the coaches, and even Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde will be there. Here's who we know will be there: Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westbrook, Jackson Holliday, Ryan O'Hearn, Albert Suarez, Cade Povich, Chase McDermott. The caravan's going to stop all over the place. It's going to be in Baltimore, Bel Air, Columbia, Ellicott City, Halethorpe, Severn, and then Frederick, Hartford, and Montgomery counties as well. Now, some events do require tickets, and some you can just show up at. There's a kids rally in Severn that you'll need tickets for. Bowling in Columbia, which I believe might even already be sold out. There's a play ball rookie clinic in Ellicott City. And then there's plenty of happy hour events at all of these locations. So you can go on over and grab your tickets at Orioles.com/caravan. The proceeds benefit the Orioles Charitable Foundation, so it's all for a good cause. There will also be pop-up photo ops for players at all these locations. There's surprise stops, and details for the surprise spots will be shared 24 hours in advance on social media, as well as more players to be added to the list. So here's the breakdown as we know right now. On January 30th, there'll be school assemblies at William Winchester Elementary and Glendale Elementary, a happy hour at the Guinness Open Gate Brewery, which we know Holliday, O'Hearn, and Povich will be at. On January 31st, there's community projects at Share Baby, the Warehouse Collaborative, and the Transformation Center. School assemblies at George Lisby and Harlem Park Elementary. There is a karaoke happy hour at Power Plant Live from 5 to 9. You got to be 21 and over for that. So no kids. But there's many Orioles I would not mind seeing do some karaoke. Next day, February 1st, you can go bowling at Bolero in Columbia. You can go to the kids rally in Severn with games and a kids press conference. There's the Orioles Play Ball Rookie Clinic for ages 5 through 12. A rip and play event at Bel Air Sports Cards with Holliday and Povich. It's just such a fun way to meet the team and build excitement for this upcoming season. For more information and tickets, like I said before, head on over to Orioles.com/caravan. If I were in town, I would definitely go. It sounds like an awesome way to connect with the team and the fellow fans. Now, that takes care of the Oriole caravan. That was the big announcement from the Orioles yesterday. I should take a moment to congratulate the Ravens as well, who won their game on Saturday night. I forgot to mention it yesterday. And now we get to face the Buffalo Bills this Sunday at 6:30. So I am excited for that. Go Ravens, go Orioles, go Birds. Now, there's lots of chatter about which arms might take the mound at Camden Yards this season. And it's been for good reason this offseason, because the AL East is tough. It's always tough. And if we want to keep pace, we need to make sure our rotation is rock solid. So that's what we're going to talk about today. First, let's look at our current roster of arms. Let's look at this rotation. Right now, it looks like we've got Grayson Rodriguez, who's still young, electrifying prospect. He shows flashes of ace potential. So if we can get that, maybe Grayson's an ace. Zach Eflin is steady, a reliable veteran. He pounds that strike zone. He limits the walks. I love Eflin in our rotation. We just picked up Charlie Morton, a postseason tested pitcher who proves he can step up when the pressure's on, and he is an inning eater. Love him in the rotation. Dean Kramer, he's still under development. He's a starter. He's got a huge upside if he can find that consistent command and harness his secondary pitches. And then we've got the addition of Tomoiki, which I'm sure I'm saying wrong. I'll practice this, I promise. You guys know I'm bad at names. Tomoiki Seguna, this is his first year transition from Japan to the MLB stage, and he brings a polished arsenal, a reputation for strong command, limited walks, and though he will be adjusting to the new league and the style of play, I'm not too worried about him. This is a pretty solid rotation on paper, but as we all know, you can never have too much pitching, especially in the AL East. Now, that said, there's still a few notable names in the market. One of them, we'll start with the easy one, John Means. His name's still out there. He had a no-hitter like 18 months ago, 2 years ago. He got hurt last season, came back, got hurt again, and now he's a free agent. Been reported that he likely won't be able to pitch until much later in the season, second half. But the Orioles haven't ruled out the possibility of bringing him back. And I understand. That makes sense. If they do re-sign him, it's pretty low-risk deal because of the injury. So could he re-emerge in Birdland and bolster that rotation in the second half? That is certainly on the table. The other free agent out there is Jack Flaherty, another former Oriole, as we had him for a cup of coffee. But this past season, 2024, he split between the Tigers and the Dodgers. He posted 162 innings, 28 starts, and a 3.17 ERA. That's a strong line. The word on the street, it was 5 years, $110 million contract. But now that we're getting into mid-January, maybe he's open to a three-year deal. Maybe shorter. But either way, for that price, the Orioles have to be betting that he would stay healthy, that he'd stay under that 3-2 ERA. But if he can do all that, he is a dynamic number one, number two starter. And it's not that big of a financial commitment. But it could hamper some other moves. And that's part of the thing with the Orioles. We talked yesterday about the $156 million. And it's a lot of short-term contracts because there's guys we want to lock in long-term. Eventually. Now we got to talk about Roki Sasaki, the Japanese phenom whose fastball routinely hits triple digits. Rave reviews from all the scouts across the globe. He's basically been penciled in already as rookie of the year. He's a potential ace among aces, but you got to put up the posting fee. You got to deal with the transitions from Japan. It's a high risk, high reward move. And think about how special it would be to have Sasaki and Seguna as a pair together, just international standouts in this same staff. It'd be amazing. But the Orioles have not been linked to Sasaki at all. We did hear today, and as today I'm saying Monday, we did hear yesterday. Sorry, I'm recording this on Monday evening. We did hear on Monday a list of teams that were out of the running that Sasaki's agents have said, no, thank you. Now, the Orioles were not on that list, but the Orioles were not on the list of potential suitors as well. So this is a long, long shot. So we'll get into that. But remember, I mentioned Means. I mentioned Sasaki. I mentioned Flaherty. But the Orioles could also just stand pat with Rodriguez and Eflin and Morton and Kramer and Seguna. That's a decent mix of veteran experience, young upside. If Seguna adapts quickly, if Morton continues to defy father's time, if Kramer takes a step forward, if Rodriguez takes a step forward, then maybe the Orioles already have enough to hang in there. Then you look at midseason when we have Kyle Bradish, Tyler Wells, and perhaps even John Means. If we could re-sign John Means so he could pitch by midseason, that's almost like pulling off a trade at the trade deadline without giving up any prospects. Now, I want to delve into all of this just a little bit more. But first, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Please stick around. When we return, we're going to break down some pros and cons of these three paths and debate if we need to splurge on one of these headline names or if we're perfectly fine just keeping it safe as we are.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back to Birdland Today. Again, I'm Josh Soroka, and we're talking about the O's pitching options for this upcoming season. Now, right before the break, I quickly went through our options. We can stay with the starting five as it stands. We could re-sign John Means. We could go after Jack Flaherty. We could go after Roki Sasaki. Now, let's kind of lay out these scenarios. Scenario one is simple. We just sign John Means. I mean, technically, Means is out there on the free agent market, but he's familiar face in Baltimore. We all know his ceiling when he's healthy. He's shown flashes of ace-level dominance, including that unforgettable no-hitter. I've got it on a bobblehead back here. But there's concern about his injury timeline. There's concern about how he got hurt again last year. Concern that he might not be ready to pitch until late in the season. But if the team can get him as at a sensible price, it could be a great reunion. Then you just give him all the time he needs to finish rehabbing and drop him into this rotation post-All-Star break for that potential playoff push. Yeah, it's a health gamble. But there's always a chance that he's just going to be this ace. Yes, there's also a chance he is never the same pitcher. But that's option one. Scenario two, we splurge. We go sign Jack Flaherty. We give him the 5 years, $110 million. Because he's coming off of an impressive 2024. But 5 years, $110 million is significant. And when we're paying for that arm that it has shown that it can show ace-like numbers when it all clicks, but what if it doesn't? As an Oriole fan, we've seen that time and time again where it doesn't work. Obaldo Jimenez, Alex Cobb, We've seen it not work. And we've seen Jack Flaherty come to Baltimore and not work. Now, yes, that was a addition at a trade deadline. He might have been worn out for the season. We've seen slumps late in the season by pitchers. It's a big risk. It's a lot of money. And I don't know. Part of me wants to do it. Part of me is like, no, I trust my guys. And I don't want to limit the front office for future trades, sign-ins, and more importantly, extensions of our young players. I mentioned Sasaki. Number three, we go after Roki Sasaki. Sasaki is the most exciting international arm in recent memory. With those triple digits, the upside is sky high. And I'm not even too worried about the risk. Yes, there's a risk because he's got to adapt to Major League Baseball. But we saw Ohtani do it. We've seen other pitchers do it. I know we had trouble where we tried Hyunsoo Kim, and he had a rough start with the Orioles. But we haven't seen that with a pitcher. I'm not too concerned about that. If the Orioles want to make a bold and even long-term play, Sasaki could transform this rotation for a decade. Now, that's going to cost you money, and it'll shock the baseball world. Sasaki's supposed to be making his announcement this week. Everyone says this week he'll let us know what team he wants to go to. I don't think it'll be the Baltimore Orioles. But, man, would it be cool. How fun would it be if Sasaki came to Baltimore? I'll go grab that jersey right away. Don't care what number he picks. I'll get that Sasaki jersey. Now, if you haven't told already, been able to tell from how I went through the other scenarios, scenario four, that's the one I end up going with. That's the one that I feel, well, scenario three is my dream scenario. I don't think it's going to happen. Scenario four, that's the one I feel the best about. And it is the standing pat. And I know Oriole fans hate this because they say, oh, we didn't do anything. But there's nothing wrong with feeling good about a rotation of Grayson Rodriguez, Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton, Dean Kramer, and Tomoki Segura. Like I said, Eflin and Morton, you've got the veteran edge. Rodriguez, he's going to be an ace. No, I've seen it. He just has to grow into that ace. Kramer improves every year, and Segura, it's his first year in Major League Baseball, but if he can pull that track record he had in Japan and acclimate quickly, it's a huge difference maker in this rotation. Where he ranks probably fifth in the rotation, but he could be pitching like a two or three if he transitions properly. By standing pat, this payroll can kind of just set at that $156 million, which then gives us space for midseason trades, free agent pursuits next winter, or potential extensions for young players. And we're going to talk about extensions for young players. That'll probably be in tomorrow's conversation because I've seen some rumors that I don't trust over the weekend. So maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. But realistically, we're probably looking at some combination of those approaches. For instance, the Orioles might decide to make one more move and bring in a lower tier free agent to kind of give us some depth in the rotation while we're waiting for John Means. But again, we have Kyle Bradish and Tyler Wells, again, that we're waiting for. So that would also be reasons to bring in maybe one more lower tier free agent. But maybe we'll just wait and play out the first half. And then we can decide at the trade deadline if we need to make a big splash. The beauty of this roster is that we do have enough pitching staff to serve as long as guys meet expectations. And if these guys can exceed the expectations, then we're making that push for the playoffs. One thing's for certain. It's a good feeling to have options. We're not scrambling to fill rotation. We've got guys. We also have some waiver claims that we can grab, and we've got guys in the minors that have potentials to come up this season. So whether we're wondering if it's worth going from a solid to a potentially elite, I'm not too concerned about that. Yes, we're in an ultra-competitive division of the AL East. But again, we want to play meaningful games in September. then we can fight for that division crown in September. Get me to the playoffs. And I feel confident that the current rotation can get me to the playoffs. Now, Birdland, I want to hear your thoughts. What do you think the Orioles should do? Hit me up on Twitter, at Josh Soroka. Is it time to go after Flaherty, open up that checkbook? Or do we stick with what we got? Do you want to see John Means come back and see if we can recapture some of that magic of John Means? Or do we go all in on Sasaki? Do you think the Orioles are actually a potential suitor for Sasaki? Or are you like me and you trust the arms ready for opening day? Which I would assume right now I'd put Grayson Rodriguez on the mound for opening day. But Zach Eflin is also very tempted as well. So hit me up on Twitter at Josh Soroka. Make sure you share this podcast. Let everyone know. And hey, if you send me some really interesting takes, I'll try to bring them into a future episode of Birdland Today. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Birdland Today. Again, I'm Josh Soroka. Thank you for tuning in. And let me remind you to keep the faith, keep on those orange glasses, stay loud, go Ravens, go O's, and we'll be back soon. Because by soon, I mean tomorrow, but we'll be back tomorrow. Let's talk extensions. Because I saw a rumor, and you guys probably saw it also. I believe it was Ryan Ripken saying that the Orioles will extend Adley before opening day. And I want to talk about this, but I better save it for tomorrow because I need to do a little bit of research. Because you want a little preview? Here's how I feel. I don't know if I want to extend Adley. There's my hint. Adley wouldn't be my first extension. But hey, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a great day and go O's.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.